Michigan-based Kmart Corporation will close more than 300 stores in the coming months. While analysts have expected the move, Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET says many shoppers in the Detroit area were caught off guard.
Just after sunset, dozens of customers filed in and out of the Super Kmart in the Detroit suburb of Dearborn. Patrick Harris was on his way into the store to pick up a couple of things and said he's shocked by the news that the store is going to close.
Yeah, I'm surprised. This one is supposed to be doing real good. I mean, it stays busy. I don't know why they would choose this one. To me, it don't make sense. This one, is, as you can see, is always busy. So, I mean, I know it has to be other Kmart stores that they can close besides this one.
In fact, many shoppers expressed surprise that such a busy Kmart would appear on the company's list of locations to be closed within the next few months. In all, the retailer will close 326 stores, nearly 20% of its existing locations. Employees were notified of the closures during a special closed circuit broadcast. More than 35,000 of them will lose their jobs as a result. The move is the latest in Kmart's efforts to put together a successful financial recovery, getting rid of unprofitable leases and stores that aren't making money. The retailer filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy a year ago after suffering a stock price slide and lackluster sales in the 2001 holiday season. Last spring, Kmart closed 283 stores and eliminated 22,000 jobs. The past year was full of problems for Kmart. CEO Chuck Conaway resigned. The Securities and Exchange Commission began an investigation into how the company was being run. And the retailer's bottom line was hurt by another poor showing during the latest holiday season. Same-store sales fell 17% in November and nearly 6% in December compared to 2001. Still, many retail analysts say Kmart will survive. Kurt Barnard says $2 billion in financing secured by the retailer will help it through this rough spot.
In the financial community, confidence has once again been raised that Kmart will be able to restructure itself and to once again become a viable member of the retail community.
But some diehard customers like Debbie Plater say they're not so sure. She says Kmart is on its way to extinction.
That's too bad. I think eventually it's going to just go away. It's fading away.
Kmart must still have its store closure plan approved by a federal bankruptcy court. The retailer is scheduled to present its restructuring plan to that court later this month. Company officials say the closures will allow the retailer to emerge from bankruptcy by the end of April, months earlier than originally planned. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.